RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump in court today for opening statements in his New York hush money trial, but he continues to claim that being there is keeping him off the campaign trail.
Playing victim has worked very well for him, at least among Republicans. What we don't know is how does it play in a general election? Day after day of seeing Donald Trump as a criminal defendant stuck in a courtroom, I'm not sure this will benefit him, but as we have seen, this has not played out in a predictable way.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The Supreme Court today weighed whether arresting or fining homeless people who sleep outside is cruel and unusual punishment.
Punishing people for trying to survive outside is not only dehumanizing, it's ineffective.
St. Louis Alderwoman Alicia Saulnier at a Housing Not Handcuffs rally in Washington. President Biden focused on climate change and climate-focused jobs at an Earth Day event in Virginia. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris unveils the Biden administration's new standards for nursing home staffing at a stop in La Crosse. She points out a lot of caregivers are women of color.
There are people in our country right now that are suggesting that to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion is a bad thing. Because they may not want conversations like this to occur.
The new rules mandate a minimum number of hours that staff members spend with residents. They also require a registered nurse to be available around the clock. Today is Earth Day. The theme for the day is planet versus plastic. Plastic production is projected to triple by 2050 if nothing changes. This week, negotiators representing most of the world's nations gather in Canada to work out a plastic pollution treaty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. 4 acres were burned in a grass fire yesterday afternoon. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to the out-of-control fire around 4 at 18710 Dowdna Lane. 7 units and 27 firefighters were on scene for about 3 hours. No injuries were reported. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted by the Richland County Sheriff's Department and the Department of Natural Resources. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gauld reminds you that it is very dry in the woods and to check the DNR website daily for burning regulations and to always call the Richland Center Dispatch Center at 608-647-2106 to report your control burn before you start. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for its 2025 class of conservation wardens. Those interested in applying are encouraged to contact Mary Bisch at mary.bisch@wisconsin.gov with any questions about the application process.
Milwaukee wins game one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Indiana Pacers had beat the Bucks 4 out of 5 games this year, and with Giannis injured and unable to play, the odds were against the Bucks. But Chris Middleton stepped up with 23 points as the Bucks held on to win 109-94 over the Pacers. Damian Lillard scored 35 points just in the first half. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He carried us. He was unbelievable. You know, we worked on setting picks just to give him room. It was really good.
Game 2 in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers in Pittsburgh tonight after sweeping the Cardinals over the weekend with a 2-0 shutout over the Birds, thanks to pitchers like Colin Ray, Brian Hudson, and catcher William Contreras.
You know, Colin's very, very consistent, and when he's not, William pulls him in to give us 5+, and then the job that Huddy did, you know, a little bit underrated, you know, like, you know, he almost didn't make the team out of spring training, and that kid's been great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A brief shower this evening, otherwise clearing tonight and a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, clouds return, the wind is back up, some showers in the afternoon, highs mid-60s. Clears back out tomorrow night, cold with maybe some frost and lows in the low 30s. Sunny and upper 50s on Wednesday. It's 65 right now.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your... You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm and Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two